can't get through to my parents. I think the phone lines are down.
Oh, we'll try again later.
At least now I have an excuse for missing Valentine's Day.
So if everyone hates Valentine's Day so much, why do we even have it?
It's a commercial holiday. Greedy store owners made it up just so they could make an extra buck between Christmas and Easter. By the way, Bernard, that card you picked out is $425 plus tax.
Oh, come on, you two. Get in the spirit of the holiday. Valentine's Day can be a wonderful celebration. It's not that bad.
Yeah, well, if you knew how Maud and I got together, you would know I can be a very romantic person.
What'd you do? Give her a bouquet of squeegees?
Well, it's a long story.
I think we have time.
I got something here we can talk about. I've noticed I've got this toe fungus there.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you. Now, let's see. Back then, I was working for a window washing company, and one day I took a lunch break at Chickadoodle's, my favorite fast food place. And there she was.
Maud?
Yeah, I can still see her wearing that chicken costume.
Chicken costume?
Out on the side of the road, she was waving a sign that said, "Try our new chicken sandwich." And right then I knew.
That you loved her?
No, that I wanted a chicken sandwich. But she looked great in that chicken outfit. What a wingspan. So I got my sandwich and sat outside, and she turned and smiled at me, and, well, I choked.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm choking.
Oh, dear. Here, let me give you the Heimlich. One, two, three. Oh, my. Are you all right? You okay?
Yeah, I am. Hi. What's your name?
Toodle the Chicken.
No, I mean your real name.
Oh, I'm Maud.
Yeah.
Listen, I need to get back to work. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never been better.
Ah, that makes me want a gay.
And we learned in school that you shouldn't give the Heimlich to someone who can still talk.
All these newfangled ideas.
Now, the way I met Doris, that was romantic.
Really? What happened?
Oh, you had to be there.
Come on, Bart, if you're going to start a story.
I could always go on with mine, Bart.
Okay, fine. Doris and I met at a funeral.
Huh? Oh, this is going to be as romantic as a cabbage roll.
Excuse me, did I miss anything?
Nah, they just took the coffin in. I'm Doris, by the way.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Bart Rathbun.
So, how do you know the deceased?
Oh, she was my cousin. How about you?
Avon Lady.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you for coming. I'm Calvin, Casey's son.
Casey?
The deceased?
Yeah. You know, speaking of deceased, funerals cost a lot of money these days.
Yeah.
And most of us don't realize how important it is to have a good life insurance policy. So when people like Calvin here die...
Casey, I'm Calvin.
Yeah, whatever. The main thing is that people like you shouldn't have to foot the bill for a shindig like this.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to sell me life insurance?
Oh, it sells itself, sir. I just collect the commission.
How insensitive.
Yeah, I can't believe you, mister. Now, my name is Doris, and I've had some hard luck lately. You know, with my bunions and all.
I'm sorry?
You're so kind. See, what would help is a car to help get me around.
To
the podiatrist and stuff. Hey, I just remembered. Casey had that car in the driveway. Seemed like she hardly ever used it.
She? Casey was my father.
Oh, whoops.
I thought you said Curtis was your Avon lady.
Casey was not an Avon lady. He was an engineer. I mean, did you even know Casey Bernstein?
Oh, yeah, we know he's your father.
And I'm sure a wonderful man.
So you came to sell me life insurance, and you came to try to get a car?
Yeah, what do you say?
I can't believe you had the audacity to be here.
Well, how rude. See if I ever come to one of his funerals again.
Doris, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Hey, how about we grab some coffee and a sprinkly donut?
Don't mind if I do. Just let me pick up a bouquet of flowers on the way out. They got plenty here.
Hey, I like your style.
That's horrible.
She was my soulmate.
Sounds more like your jailmate, stealing flowers.
Well, your idea of a romantic story is coughing up poultry.
Maybe Mr. Whitaker should tell his story.
Oh, I'm sure Whitaker's story is just this perfect little love story with candy hearts and doves and stuff.
Well, actually, the time I proposed was anything but smooth.
Really?
Well, everything needed to be perfect. The most romantic proposal in the world. But it didn't quite work out that way.
So, Whit, tonight's the night you're going to ask her?
It is, Jack. I wrote a poem to Jenny and put it in a bottle.
Ah, and it'll wash up in her bathtub.
Very funny. I placed the bottle on top of a pile of rocks at the beach. Tonight we're taking a walk on the beach, and at sunset, we'll climb the rock pile, she'll find the bottle, and I'll ask her to marry me.
John, why are you in such a rush? Can't we just go for a leisurely stroll?
A brisk walk keeps the blood moving.
Ooh, it's getting a little chilly out now that the sun is going down.
Don't be silly. It's a lovely night. Hey, look at that rock cliff over there. We should climb it.
I don't know. It looks dangerous.
Oh, come on. You love heights. Remember when you wanted to ride the Ferris wheel over and over until I got sick?
We've never been on a Ferris wheel.
Sure we have, at the county fair.
Wasn't it Eloise Fredericks that you took to the fair when you were dating her?
Was that Eloise?
Well, it wasn't me. I can't believe you got me mixed up with your former girlfriend.
You're so pretty tonight.
Nice try.
And then everything went horribly wrong and she said no. Am I right or am I right?
They were married for over 30 years, Bart.
Yeah.
Well, this story is getting so sweet, it's making me sick.
Yeah, that's right. Your idea of a sweet story needs to include a sprinkly donut.
Hey, my story gets romantic.
Go ahead, Bart.
So, Doris and I leave the funeral and go out to this diner and start to talk.
Order up 2 eggs, 2 bacon.
Pick up.
You know, I really admire someone who would have the guts to show up at a funeral to sell life insurance.
Thanks. I have to say, trying to scam them out of a car is pretty bold, too. I like that. Oh, boy. I forgot my wallet at home.
Really? Nuts, because I forgot my purse.
Isn't that it right there?
That's not my money purse. That's my lipstick purse.
Oh, well, it's enormous. How many sets of lips do you have?
Oh, look, I can't pay the bill. Surely you could pick it up.
Not without my wallet.
You had it when the cop pulled you over for running the red light.
Oh, wow, you're good.
Yeah, I knew you were trying to scam me to buy lunch. Pretty sly.
Yeah, Miss Lipstick Purse.
It's all I could think of on short notice.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we might make a pretty good team, you and me and you, the two of us.
You know, I always thought a good way to earn an honest living would be to pose as a phone solicitor. But it would take a partner to really get it off the ground.
Yeah, we could call people and ask for money to save dogs from extinction or something.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Huh. People will write checks. But they won't write them to Bart Rathbone or Doris Vinoropoli.
Yeah, Vinoropoli? No, but you got a good point there. Unless the organization's name was one of our names.
Like an acronym.
Yeah, like a what? I think I played one of those in the 6th grade band.
Oh, an acronym. It's the letters of the words put together. Like, I got it. Beagles are really terrific. B-A-R-T. Bart.
Get it? And that's when I knew I was in love.
You two created a scam together?
Not a scam. An organization.
And this is supposed to be romantic?
It's not.
Maybe we should hear the rest of Bernard's story.
Yeah. Mr. Walton, did you ask Maud out after she saved your life?
Well, no, not right away. I found out from the manager of Chicken Doodles that Maud was taking classes at the community college. She was studying to be a psychotherapist.
Oh, I didn't know she did that.
Oh, sure. She works on me full time now. Anyway, I decided to join a class so I could conveniently run into her again. Excuse me, is this Counseling 110?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Maud, isn't it? Wow, fancy meeting you again.
Hi, do I know you from somewhere?
Oh, yeah, you saved my life yesterday at Chickadoodles. I'm Bernard.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you without your face being purple.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I look better now.
Well, yes, you actually do.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, everyone, pair up for your practice session.
Do you have a partner? Mine dropped the class.
Oh, no, I don't. What's this for?
Well, we practice counseling each other.
Oh, okay.
I'll be the therapist this week, and you can start next week.
Sure.
All right, everyone else is using other rooms, so why don't we just sit right here?
Right.
Now, Bernard, how are you feeling today?
My head's been hurting a little. Man, those elevator doors close fast.
No. I mean emotionally. How are you?
Oh, well, good.
Tell me about your family.
Well, I have a mom, dad, 5 brothers and sisters. I'm the 3rd.
Oh, lost in the middle. Did you feel like the forgotten child? Unheard, unloved?
No, I was pretty loud, actually. It was hard not to notice me. My mom said I was like a bulldozer in the library.
It seems you use humor to set up emotional walls. Is that right?
Oh, speaking of walls, I got this great joke.
Do you often have difficulty opening up to people?
Oh, I'm not telling you that. It's too personal.
Well, it sounds like you're an avoider.
Yeah, can we talk about something else?
Apparently, you're in a state of very intense denial, Bernard.
No. I am vehement about that. I never deny anything.
Well, I think you have narcissistic personality disorder. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, I would argue that with you, but I have no idea what that means.
Well, I can't imagine you're going to be much of a counselor.
Well, at least I'm not going to be a quack like you.
What? Did you call me a quack?
Quack, quack.
You stop that. I am not a quack.
First you dress up like a chicken, and now you're a duck. What's next, a cow?
That is very rude. You stop quacking. I am not either of those.
And that's when the professor walked in.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was concerned that I had multiple personality disorder.
Oh, no.
And that I actually believed I was a farm of barnyard animals. Maud didn't help much. She thought I was crazy, too. After looking over Maud's notes, Professor McBishop suggested I undergo some psychological testing before I continued in the class.
So what happened?
Well, I've tried to block it out of my memory. Can't Whit finish his story now?
Can I finish my story?
Go ahead, Bart. I believe you and Doris were doing a phone scam.
Oh, come on. I see dogs all the time.
No, really. Dogs are almost extinct.
Really?
We keep getting them neutered.
You're kidding. I never knew that.
Yes, ma'am. It's absolutely true.
Open up. It's the police.
No comprende English words.
Bart Rathbone, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Doris! You better sneak out the back. Hurry.
But what about...
No, just this. Go. I'll stall him.
Oh, okay.
Bart Rathbone, open up. It's the police.
Well, Mr. Officer, what a pleasant surprise. Are you collecting for that policeman's ball thingy? Because I'd love to donate.
Mr. Rathbone, I need you to come with me down to the station. You've been linked to a phone scam.
Me? Little old me?
Come on. I'm also looking for Doris Veneropoli.
I never heard of her. But what an unfortunate last name.
I'm here, too.
Doris! I mean, you're definitely not Doris. You're the mail lady.
No, I'm Doris.
Please come with me to the car, ma'am.
Doris, you was in the clear and free. Why didn't you run?
Yeah, I was going to, but then I realized I'd rather be in jail with you than eating Cheetos by myself.
Oh, I love yous too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Love is a beautiful thing.
And even better when it's done legally.
You're going to tell us what happened with Maud, aren't you, Mr. Walton?
Yeah, I have to. So I was in the psychiatrist's office taking this written test, this really crazy test. do I ever want to hurt animals. Yeah, sometimes when birds try to take a bath in my window washing bucket, I do.
Bernard, hi.
Maud, what are you doing here?
I heard you were taking the test.
Yeah, they think I'm crazy. What's the right answer to do you ever get angry? Will they lock me up if I say yes to that one?
Well, I can tell you your answer to that one. I saw it.
Well, you got angry at me, too.
You're right. But I've been thinking about you, Bernard, and I realized why you reacted the way you did to me.
Because I'm crazy, right?
No, you see, I was reading about this just the other day. You guard your true emotion with sarcastic humor and place emotional walls up to block the pain of your childhood and your fear
of... Maud, stop. You really don't know me so well.
Of course I do.
No, because if you could really see right through me, you'd know I only took this crazy class so I could get to know you. That I haven't stopped thinking about you since I saw you at Chickadoodles. That I'm sitting here right now taking this test on whether or not I have a fear of cereal because I want to see you again. Did you know that?
Oh, Bernard, really?
Maybe I am insane.
Well, I think I have just the thing here. Your prescription, Mr. Walton.
Oh, it's a phone number.
Well, maybe we can have dinner sometime.
Oh, well, I'm almost done with this test. You like chicken?
Oh, that's really nice, Bernard.
Now you need to finish your story, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, yeah. Well, after apologizing profusely for getting her confused with Eloise, I finally convinced Jenny to climb the rock bluff.
We're almost to the top, Jenny. How are you doing?
Fine. You did notice that the tide's coming in, though, right?
No worries. Just follow where I put my feet.
Whoa!
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just a bit slippery.
Give me your hand.
I'm slipping.